Okay, today's daf is Temura daf Chav Zayin. We're holding on daf Chav Vav and Beis. We read the Mishnah yesterday, where the Mishnah discussed the various lashonos of Temura. If you say Tachazu, Temurazu, Chalifazu, so those are all effective lashonos of Temura. As opposed to if a person just says Mechulela Selzu, so then that's the opposite of Temura. Temura means that you're taking the kedusha that's on animal A and you're attaching animal B to that kedusha. Whereas to be poda something, to be mechalel something, means to take kedusha that's on animal A, remove it from animal A, and transfer it over instead onto animal B. So if you say mechulelas, so that's not temura, that's a lashon of chilul. And if it was a hektish balmum, the Mishnah said it goes out lechulin, and you need to make sure that which you replace it with is worth the same amount of money, so that a hektish doesn't lose out on any value. So says the Gemara. Now we're at the beginning of the Gemara. Lememra de tachas lishna datfusehu. From our Mishnah, it sounds that the word tachas, when you say Zutachazu, that's a lashon of hatfasa, that's a lashon of tmura, of taking an existing kedusha and extending it onto the other animal, not removing it, not being mechalal anything. But Uriminhu, I'll ask a stira, kache betekabayis, when you have kache betekabayis, which are not even capable of producing tmura, because kache betekabayis, only that which has kedusha saguf can make tmura. When you have kache betekabayis, omar chalifazu tmurazu, lo omar klon. If you say a lashon of tmura about kachay bed kabayis, it's absolutely worthless, simply because kachay bed kabayis cannot make tamura. But if you say tachas zu or mechulelas al zu, presumably neither of which are a lashon of tamura, dvarav kayamin, then it's going to work. It's going to be considered like a pidyon. V'isal kadaitach lishna dat fusehi. But if you want to say that tachas is a lashon of tamura, that it's not a lashon of chilul, so maishna resho maishna seifa. So why is it that when you say tachas, or when you say, I'm sorry, why is it when you say chalifazu, tumurazu, is it lo amar klum by kachay bet kabayis? Because it's not a lashon of, those are lashonos of tumura. Well, tachas, if it's a lashon of tumura, why does that work by kachay bet kabayis? So it sounds from here that tachas is not a lashon of tumura. So says Gemara, it depends. Amar abaye, tachas mishkachas lalishon dat fusei, tachas can work either way. Tachas sometimes is a lashon of hatfasa, and sometimes it's a lashon of chilul. Lishna dat fusei, when is it a lashon of hatfasa, a lashon of tamura? Dechsev, where do we find that in biblically the word tachas could be a lashon of hatfasa, a lashon of the original kedusha staying in its place? Because the pasuk says vim tachteha tamor habeheres. Pasuk, when it discusses tsaras, describes that after you lock the guy up for a week and you check his tsaras again, so it says im tachteha tamod habaheres, that the baheres remains exactly in place, exactly where it was before. So you see that tachas is a lashon of stationary, of not something moving off of something, but rather staying directly in its place. So that's like a lashon of tamura. When we make something tamura, the kedusha on animal A remains exactly on animal A. So therefore we see tachas is like a lashon of hatfasa. Where do we find tachas is a lashon of chilul? Da'achule d'chsiv tachas hanachoshes avizahav. Dachule means that the original status is being removed from the item. So where do we find that in Tanakh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that instead of the nechoshes, in place of the nechoshes that was stolen from Klal Yisrael, he's going to give us gold. But that means in place of what was taken, the nechoshes is gone. That's a reference to something that has been removed. So since we find in Tanakh, in biblical Hebrew, the word tachas could mean something staying in its place, and it could mean something being removed. So we hear also when it comes to kachim, v'hilkach kabe kachim is be'ach da avdin tmura lishna da tfusehu. So by kachim is be'ach where it's eligible for tmura, so then tachas is lashon of hatfasa, it's lashon of tmura. Gabe kachim bed kabayis to lo avdin tmura lishna da chulehu. But when it comes to kachim bed kabayis, where it's not eligible for tmura, where it can't make tmura, so then it's a lashon of chilul. If you look at the top rashi, where the Gemara quoted a pasuk that shows us that tachas can mean something staying in its place. Vim tachteh tamod, says Rashi, amda b'mekoma. It stays in place. Vahainu dum yudat fusei shehekdish omid b'mekomo. And that's similar to the concept of tamura, where the original hektish stays in its place. Hilkachol v'travayhu mashma. So therefore, since tachas can mean staying in its place, or it can mean being removed, lo masra kasav el chachamim diyadi lemeimar hechavi tachas atfusi vehechavi chilul. So lo masra kasav el chachamim, it's up to the rabbis to interpret that they are going to know when tachas is lashon of tmura and when tachas is lashon of chilul. So the Gra writes on that phrase, lo masra kasav el chachamim, if you look in the Hagos Hagra on the margin of the page, nos dalid lo yecholti laholma. He says, I have no idea what to do with that phrase. It's completely out of place. L'masra kasav el chachamim is when the Torah tells us something, but it's so vague we're not sure when to apply that which the Torah tells us. So the chachamim have to figure out what the application of the din haTorah is. That is not at all what's going on over here. What's going on over here is that the term tachas can mean multiple things, so we apply the various meanings in contexts that make sense for those various meanings. Meaning in a tmura eligible case, so tachas will mean tamura. In a non-tamura eligible case, tachas will not mean tamura. So the Gra says, "Demistama daito shel adam al lashon hamoil." Now over here, what Rashi should have said, or what Rashi means to say probably, is that we assume that when you use the word tachas, you intend to say something that has some sort of meaning. So if you're in a tamura context, tachas means tamura. If you're in a non-tamura context, you don't want tachas to mean tamura because that won't mean anything in a non-tamura context. So it must mean that you're saying a lashon of chilul. L'masra kasav el chachamim, that comes up in Maseches Moed Katan. The Gemara discusses whether Melachas Chol HaMoed is Din D'Oraisa or Din D'Rabbanan. Where do we find, for instance, if you want to say it's a Din D'Oraisa, where do we find in the Torah that Melachas Dovra Aved is Mutar? Where do we find all the concepts of Melachas Chol HaMoed in the Torah? So the Gemara says, yeah, there is the concept that there's Nisum Melachas Chol HaMoed is alluded to in the Torah. Exactly which Melachas are Asr, which Melachas are Mutar, to determine what you are and aren't allowed to do in Chol HaMoed, Lamas Rakas Vel Chachamim. That was up to the Rabbanim to figure out and to determine exactly what the halachos are going to be of Melachas Chol HaMoed. But that phrase seems to have no bearing whatsoever on this context. It seems to be completely out of context over here. Rashi writes, when we say Tachazu Mechalalas Alzu Dvarv Kayamin, so Rashi writes that the Chilul is Chal and the Hegdish is Yotzei L'chulin, and this is Nichnas Tachtav, because Kachay Bedek Abayis are Niftim Afilu Tmimim. Right, Rashi has such a comment that Kachay Bedek Abayis, you could be Poda, Kachay Bedek Abayis, even if they're tmimim. So the Sfasemish just questions Rashi, why do you have to say they were talking about Kachay Bedek Abayis are tmimim? He could have said much better, they were talking about Kachay Bedek Abayis are bali mumim, because it's not mestavr to even have Kachay Bedek animals that are Kachay Bedek Abayis that are tmimim. Typically speaking, if you are makdish an animal that's a tamim, you would be makdish it for Kedusha Guf. You wouldn't want it to just be Kachay Bedek Abayis. You'd want it to be Kedusha's Mizbeach. If you're matvis tmim lebedek Abayis, it's over Balav. You're in violation of Alosase. The Gemara had told us earlier in Davav and Dav Zayin. So why would we, so Svasem doesn't understand why Rashi would say that we're talking about Kachay Bedek Abayis tmimim, that you would have to have done an Isser in order to even have such a case. And also, it's difficult. How can you be Mechal tmimim? These tamim, these kachay bedek abayis that are tamimim, we generally assume tamim ainim yotzei midei mizbeach liolam, that tamimim could not be yotzei midei mizbeach. That's what Gemara we're going to have later on daf lamed gimel. Okay, so anyway, but unclear why Rashi assumes that we're dealing with tamimim. Says the Gemara Vayter now. So that was all abaye, meaning we had the stira in the lashon. Does tachas mean a hatfasa like a lashon of tamura, or is tachas a lashon of chilul like this brisa seems to indicate? So is it the Mishnah versus the Braisa? So Abaye said it depends on context. Tachas can mean either one. You have to know the context. If it's in a Tamura eligible situation, it's a Lashon of Tamura. If it's in a non-Tamura eligible situation, it's a Lashon of Chilul. Amar Rava, afilu b'kachay mizbeach, mishkachas l'lishon da'chulehu. Sometimes you could even be dealing with kachay mizbeach, and tachas could still be a Lashon of Chilul. Kigon, shaya hekdish balmum. For instance, sometimes even kachay mizbeach, you're supposed to be mechal them, you're supposed to be pod to them. Like when you have kachay mizbeach, that's hektish balmum, that has a balmum. So then you have to be pod to it. So that would be, if you'd use a lashon of tachas, that would be assumed to be a lashon of chilul and not a lashon of tamura. Amar Rav Ashi, afil bal mul nami mishkach salishna da achulei u'mishkach salishna da tfusei. Rav Ashi says, no, even within a balmum, sometimes you're right, Rava. Sometimes it's chilul, but even within a balmum, sometimes it's a lashna of hatfasa. How so? Yado akodesh cholhavi. If your hand is on the kodesh, is on the animal that's hekdesh, and you say zu tachazu, so then it's a lashna of chulin. So the so clearly you're saying zu tachazu, your kavana is on the chulin animal, and you're saying that this one should be in place of the chulin that's already there, and therefore you're saying you're being mechal this hektish animal. But yodo achol, if your hand is on the chulin animal and you're saying zutachazu, what you're saying is that the chulin animal should be in place of the hektish animal, which would mean kodeshava, that you're trying to be makdish the chulin animal and in a way that's tamura, that keeps the kedusha on the kodesh animal as well. Rashi says yodo achol varm zutachazu atfusehu, the kodesh balmum osa tamura, hektish that's a balmum can make tamura. If he would have wanted to be mechalel the one that's kodesh, he would have put his hand on the one that's kodesh to say, I'm transferring the kedusha off of the one that's kodesh. Fine, so even within a balmum, sometimes it's a lashon of hatfasa. Abaye asked the following shaila. The Gemara is going to have a series of shailas now that all build off of each other. Let's say you have two kodesh animals that are both balei mum and two tamim chulin animals. And you say these should be in place of these. So now mahu, what's the din? What are the choices? Mi amar la tfusei v'laki. Should we assume that your intention is that, again, we're talking about where you didn't put your hand on any of them? Because if you assume like Rav Ashi, it would depend where you put your hands. If you put your hands on the kodesh animals, so then Rav Ashi just said, then it's chol, then it's going to be a lashon of chil. If you put your hands on the chulin animals, Rav Ashi just said, it will be a lashon of tmura. You didn't put your hand in anything. You just said, elu tachas elu. So do we assume that it's a lashon of hatfasa, it's a lashon of Tamura, and therefore you're going to get malchus because tamura is an iser. Adil makal hecha di ikatera l'shavigin eshatera vavidisura. Or maybe we should say no. Whenever there's a potential to do something that's mutter, we don't assume you're doing that which is aser. Meaning you could have done two things. You had two animals that were kodesh and balei mum. So really, the right thing to do is to be mechalal them on chulin animals that are tamimim. Let the chulin animals be, let the tamim animals be kodesh in their place. So you could have been doing something mutter and encouraged, or you could have been doing tamura, which is an iser. So should we assume that you're using a lashon of hatfasa, you're saying elu tachas elu, that's whenever it's hatfasa eligible, whenever it's tamura eligible, we automatically assume tamura, or do we assume no? If the choices are tamura or something that's not an iser, we'll assume that which is not an iser. So says Gmar Vimtim Salomar, and even if you can say kal hecha di ike atera l'shavakinish va'avid isura, if you're going to say the svara that whenever there's something mutter available to do, we don't assume you're doing that which is aser. What about the following case? What if you have two kodesh animals, only one of them is a balas mum? So now only one of them is the appropriate thing to do to be mechalalit. The other one, it's not the appropriate thing to do, right? It's not even ra'i for chilul. The other one is only ra'i for tamura. And you have v'shtei behemah shel chulin v'achas mehen balas mum. And you have two animals of chulin and one of them is a balas mum. V'amar harei elu tachas elu. And you say these should be in place of these. Mahu, what's the din? Mi amar tmima tachas tmima la tfusei and balas mum tachas balas mum la achulei. Should we assume that the tamim chulin animals in place of the tamim kachim animal, that's a lashon of hatfasa, meaning that's a lashon of tamura, because and really you can only do one tamura over here because there's only one tamim, so you can assume that's the lashon of tamura, and the balas mum is going to be tachas balas mum, and that's going to be a lashon of chulin, because you can't say a lashon of hatfasa on balei mum. Oh, Dilmer, maybe we should say no. Dilmer, tamima de chulin tachas balas mum de hekdish. The tamim of chulin is going to be in place of the balas mum of hekdish. Balas mum de chulin tachas tamima de hekdish vitravayu laki. And you're going to get malchus for both of them, because they're both a lashon of tamura, and they're both an avera. So you should get malchus on both of them. So if you look at Rashi explains odim tmim tchulin tachas balos mumuchulei v'yafakav de pasha le'eldu lo shavikatei ravavidi sura. Why isn't it the same answer that we said before, that a person would never leave aside something that's mutter and instead do something that's aser? Well, ikalim bayahacha hol the efsha de lavidi sura b'chada. But over here, by definition, you're doing one iser. So the question is, are you? Should we also assume you're doing two isurim? So ikalimemar ki echi de bahavidi sura banami lo ichpatei vade etfusehu. Should we assume, well, once you're doing one iser, you're doing one iser of tamura, so mistama, you don't care about the avera, and you're doing tamura on both of them, so you're doing a double iser? Or should we say no, that when as much as we can minimize the iser that the person is doing, we assume that the person's intent is to minimize the iser as much as possible. And if you want to say, even in that case where he's already doing an avera, we'll still always assume that he's minimizing the avera as much as possible. And therefore, the second animal is only a lashon of chilul, not a lashon of atfasa, and he doesn't get malchus for it. What if you have the following case? Three hektish animals, one of them is balas mum, u'shlosh be'mushal chulin tamimos, and three chulin tamim animals. Va'amar reilu tachas elu, and you say these should be tachas these. So now two of them, by definition, are already a violation of tamura, because two of the original kodesh animals are not bali mumin, so it's going to be a violation of tamura. So mi aminin mi de tamimos tachas tamimos latfusei, tamimos nami tachas bal mum latfusei. Should I assume that since the tamimos are the tamimos that are chulin, or two of the tamimos that are chulin are replacing two of the tamimos that are kodesh in the sense of a tamura, and therefore you're violating two averus already? So in the third animal, you also intend to do a lashon of hatfasa, a lashon of tamura, and you're violating a third avera? Or maybe we should say, no, the person always intends to do the fewest possible isurim. So he's doing two tamura isurim, there's no way out of that. But the third one probably just means a lashon of chilul. Why is this different than the last case? Because over here you see that the majority of these animals is already an avera. Before we saw that he's already doing one avera. So just because he's doing one avera doesn't mean he's doing a second avera. But over here, it's already a rove, that the rove of these animals he's doing an avera on. So should we assume that he just doesn't care, and his tummy is doing the avera on all of the animals? And even if you're going to say over here also, we're always going to assume the best. We'll always assume the least possible iser. That even if we know he's already violating two isurim, we assume he's not going to violate a third iser. Maybe that's because he doesn't yet have a chazaka of doing averos. Yes, rova the animals that he's dealing with are averos, but he doesn't have a chazaka of doing the averos. So by Ravashi, what about the following case? Ha'ilufan of arba behemos shel kodesh. What if there are four kodesh animals? V'achs men balas mum, and one of them is a balas mum. V'arba behemos shel chulin, and you have four chulin animals. V'amar hareilu tachaselu mahu, and you say these four are in place of those four. So now you know on three of them already he's violating an isra of tamura. So he's becheskas in avarian. So ha'chavadei kivin this chazak Lucky Barba Malchios. Should we assume that since he's becheskas that he's doing the iser, he should get four Malchios, he's already doing four averos? Or maybe we should always say, no, let's keep the isurim to the minimum possible. And over here, we know he's doing three isurim, but mehechi tesi that he's doing four isurim. We don't necessarily know that he's in violation of four isurim. So therefore, maybe that fourth one is only a lashon of chilul, it's not a lashon of atfasa. Says Gemara teku, and all these imtim tzolomers, we have a teku. Typically speaking, when the Gemara builds off imtim tzolomers and we leave it as a teku, we always pass it like the imtim tzolomers. Meaning, usually only the last shaila is the one that we're not going to be sure had a pasuk. We're going to have to resort to other klalei apsak. Typically speaking, we're always going to go with the imtim tzolomers, meaning if you say, I'm not sure if it's A or B, and imtim tzolomer B, is it C or D? So usually that's a clue that we pass like B, because the Gemara spends its time trying to analyze what the halacha would be within B, so you're normally going to assume that the halacha is like B, which over here would mean that in almost all of these cases, we're going to assume that we try to minimize the iser to the extent possible. That's usually the way we would assume. Now, this idea of that it's latfusiv, that we're not sure whether it's Fuser Lechilul. So do you get Malkus? Do you not get Malkus? So in the Birei Adaf, he quotes from the Sefer Chaye Aryeh. How is it shaykh to have a suffix whether you get Malkus for the use of Tumura? In general, in order to get Malkus for anything, you need Hasra'a and you need Kabbalah's Hasra'a. Meaning you need to give the guy Hasra'a and the guy needs to say, I know I'm going to get Malkus and Afal Pikein, I'm going to do it. He's being Mater Atzmal Malkus. He has to say that he understands and he's doing it anyway. So if that's the case, how can you have a suffix what his kavanah is? Let's say you warn him, you better not do this, this is a violation of Tumura, and he says, I know it's Tumura, Afal Pike, and I'm doing it. So how can you say that it's a lashon of chilul? That, Mistama, what he means is chilul, because we're trying to minimize the Yisr. If there was Kabbalah's Hasra, so it's a lashon of Tumura. And if there wasn't Kabbalah's Hasra, so he's not going to get Malkus for Tumura anyway. So what kind of suffix could this be? So he writes that there's a machlokas rishonim. There is a sheet of Rabbeinu Baruch, quoted in Tosfos earlier in the Masechta, that Tosfos on Beis Amalal, Dibur Maskel Hagufa, and Yudzayin Amalal, Dibur Maskel Gabe Tumura, Shita Rabbeinu Baruch, that someone who does Tumura gets Malkus, even if it's the Tumura is done B'shogeg. So therefore, by Tumura, even though in general, in Kala Torah Kula, you do need Asra in order to get Malkus, Tumura is an exception. Tumura apparently doesn't require Asra, and therefore the suffix of the Gemara makes sense. However, there is a machlokas rishonim. That's the sheet from Rabbeinu Baruch. But the Rash Mishantz holds that you never get malchus on a shogeg, even by Tamura, and therefore the kasha remains in place. How can we have a suffix? Did this guy mean chil? Did this guy mean Tamura? Should we give him malchus? Should we not give him malchus? Well, did you give him asra? Did you not give him asra? If you gave him asra, it's pashut that he meant Tamura, because he was mater atzma l'malchus. And if you didn't give him asra, it's pashut that you can't give him malchus. So he quotes from the chidushim of Rav Bengis Zal, who quotes from the Sefer Avia Nachal, who answers that since we're speaking over here where the guy is vada violating Isra Tumura on one of the animals, and the whole nidon in our Gemara is what about the second animal or the third animal or the fourth animal, depending which stage you're holding in the Gemara, it turns out that of course the guy was Mekabel Asra. We just don't know what he was Mekabel Asra for. Was he Mekabel Asra for animal number one only, or is he Mekabel Asra for animal number two as well? Meaning that Kabbalah Asra might suffice for animal number two, even if it wasn't said directly about animal number two. So the guy who gave him Asra said, you better not violate an Isra of Tamura. He said, I don't care. I know I'm going to violate an Isra of Tamura. I'll take the punishment that comes with it. But we don't know if he meant that about one animal or he meant that about multiple animals. So that might be the reason why the suffix of our Gemara is valid. The entire sugi over here, the entire series of shaylas, makes it clear that if it's considered that he violated Tamura multiple times, well, then he would get multiple malkios. That is the underlying assumption of the sugya. In the Sefer Divrei Emes, he proves from here that behemos that are bali chayim, live animals, are always considered guf and muchlak in the legabe karban chados. Meaning, we assume they can be chayim multiple malkios over here. What if you have the following case? A guy has a bowl of chaylev in front of him, a bowl of usher food, and you give him asra, you better not eat it, and he eats the whole bowl up. So how many malkios does he get? Does he get one malkus, or does he get a malkus for each and every kezayis? So typically speaking, we would assume, Tosos Maseches Makos and Afchafa Mbeis writes, that if a person eats Shnei Zeisei Chelev with a single Asra'a, he only gets one Malkus. It's like violating two Averos with Helam Echad, you only bring one Karman Chatas, so you eat Shnei Zeisei Chelev with one Asra'a, you only get one Malkus. So over here, why is the Gemara saying you get two Malkus? So what you have to say, says the Divrei Emes, is that the fact that the Behemos are Gufin Muchlakin is enough of a division. Live animals that are distinct entities from each other, you would get a separate malchus for each one. As opposed to a bowl of chaylev, it's one big bowl of chaylev. Even though it could be split up maybe into 10 different kizesim, it doesn't matter, it's one big bowl, and therefore you would only get one malchus for it. Also, the fact that the Gemara assumes over here that you get one malchus for each violation of Tamura seems to be against Tosos at the beginning of the Masechta, where Tosos and Dav Beis Amaralef had a daya that any time you do the Isra of Tamura, you're actually Lokas Shimonim, you get a double Malkios, you get 80 Malkios. So it's a little strange that the Gemara says that if you did four Averus of Tamura, you'd be Loka Arba over here in the last Shaila of the Gemara. So what you have to say is what the Gemara means is you'd be Loka for four times a violation of Tamura, but in Achinami, it would be eight sets of Malkios, it wouldn't be four sets. sets of Malkias. Okay, weiter in the Gemara. Now two dots about 5 lines from the end of the page. So if you have Hekdash as Balmum, and you say that the Hekdash of Balmum is going to be so it will go out Luchulin, but you have to make sure that the new Hekdash animal, the animal of Hekdash that's replacing the old Hekdash animal, is worth every bit as much money, so that you're not causing a loss to Hegdish. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yetzel Luchulin Dvar Torah. The fact that it goes out Luchulin, that's a din d'oraisa. V'tzara chlasos damim midvrayim. The fact that you have to make sure that the money evens out, that's only din d'rabbanan. V'reish Lakish Amar, Avtzar chlasos damim Dvar Torah. V'reish Lakish says, no, it's all a din d'oraisa. Even the fact that the money has to even out is also a din d'oraisa. So, Mayaskinon, what exactly is the case? Inema, meaning how off is the money that we're having machlokas, whether evening out the money is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. Inema a'ona'a, if you want to say that it's exactly 1/6 off, like the shiro na'a, so bahanema Reish Lakish av tzarech lasos damim tvar Torah, is that where Reish Lakish is going to say that mida oraisa, you need to make sure it evens out? Vatna ne'il dvarm she'en lema'ona'a, havad ma'shtros rakakos v'akdeshos. Hekdish is one of the things that there is no ona'a. So how could there be a din d'oraisa to make up for the loss? Reish Lakish himself holds that there is no din of ona'a on Hekdish. So says the Gemara, Ella Abitul Mekach. We must be talking about that the discrepancy is greater than 1/6. That there's a real serious discrepancy between the value of the original Hekdish animal and the value of the animal that you're mechalal the Hekdish on. So Bahanim Rabbi Yochanan, Tzara Chlas of Dami Devrain, but wait a second. Would Rabbi Yochanan say that it's only Drabbanan then to make up the discrepancy, to make it work? Vam Rabbi Yirmiya, Akarkaos Techulin, Rabbi Yona Amar Ahekdeshos, Travayu Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. They both say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. They're talking about different topics. Rabbi Yirmiya is talking about Karkaos of Chulin. Rabbi Yona is talking about Hekdeshos in general. But both in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. We're obviously interested in Rabbi Yona's statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. That Hekdeshos in general, Amri Yona Einlehen, Bittul Mekach Yeshlem. That Midah Raisa, there is a din of Bittul Mekach on Hekdeshos, according to Rabbi Yochanan himself. So it's a steer, Rabbi Yochanan. Because we had that Rabbi Yochanan says that when there is a discrepancy in the money, we had Rabbi Yochanan saying, Tzarech lasos damim, only mit Rabbanan, that it's only din Rabbanan that you need to make it up. And we said that we must be talking about a case where it's way off, it's off by a bitl mekach shir, by more than 1/6, and yet Rabbi Yochanan holds, over here, Rabbi Yonah says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Hekdeshos do have a din of bitl mekach. So says Gemara Liolam Abitul Mekach. We are talking about a case where it's off by more than 1/6. I isn't a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. The epoch, switch around the sheetahs of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Say that Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds that you need to make up the money mida oraisa, and Reish Lakish is the one that holds that you only need to make sure the money evens out on a drabbanan level. But Rabbi Yochanan is the one that holds that it's da oraisa. So, can you just say that? Can you switch around Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish so easily? That works out very well according to Rabbi Yona, that Hekdeshos have a din of Bittul Mekach, and therefore the Karkaos for sure would have a din of Bittul Mekach. But Rabbi Yirmiya, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that there's only a din of Bittul Mekach on Karkas Chulin, but not on any Hekdeshos, then how could you switch it around? Meaning then it would turn out that Rabbi Yirmiya's version of Rabbi Yochanan is that there's no din of Bittul Mekach by Hekdeshos. So if you switch it around, we have now Rabbi Yochanan saying that there is a din of Bittul Mekach on Hekdeshos. So according to Rabbi Yirmiya, it's going to now be a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, so according to Rabbi Yirmiya, don't switch it. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiya, lo tebuch, meaning that problem was only created because we switched the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan with Reish Lakish. So he said, now Rabbi Yochanan is going to be a stira with Rabbi Yirmiya's understanding of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so don't switch it, and then Rabbi Yirmiya, then you won't have the problem to begin with. Our whole problem to begin with that caused us to switch it was only within Rabbi Yona's understanding of Rabbi Yochanan. So within Rabbi Yirmiya's understanding of Rabbi Yochanan, it's no problem. It's no problem at all. So there's nothing to discuss. Now, Rashi Maseches Bava Metzi explains that the Shita of Reish Lakish, when Rabbi Yochanan says, Yatzi L'chulin Dvar Torah, and Tzarech Lasos Damim Mi Devrayim, whereas Reish Lakish says, Tzarech Lasos Damim Mi Dvar Torah, Rashi in Maseches Bava Metzi on Mem Zayin, where this comes up, explains the Shita of Reish Lakish is that any time it says in the Torah, Din of Pidyon Hekdish, the Lashon is Erkecha. The Torah always uses the Lashon of Erkecha. So Rish Lakish holds Erkecha means that the actual worth of the item is Shaykh, that's Shaykh to Hekdesh. And therefore, if the behemoth that you're poded on is worth less than the original behemoth of Hekdesh, you need to add up to make sure that you have the Shavius, because that's what the word in the Torah means. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan understands that the word in the Torah means Bein Harbe Bein Pachos. It means just to make an exchange of monetary value, but it doesn't matter if it's an exact equal value. And therefore, when it's mispara that the behemoth of Chulin is worth way less than the behemoth of Hekdesh, Minat Torah, you're putter for making up the shortfall, because it isn't included in that word in the Torah. So Rashi understands that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are not really arguing in Svara. They're arguing in teaching a word in the Chumash. That's the whole machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Another ha'ara over here, when we say that you don't have to make up the monetary discrepancy mida oraisa, so Tosfos writes that according to Rish Lakish that you do have to make up the monetary discrepancy mida oraisa. That's because there's din of bittul mekach by hegdish. So when the Mishnah means that the pidyon is chal, when the Mishnah says the pidyon is going to be chal, it means the pidyon is only going to be chal al menas that you actually make up the money. If you don't make up the money, then bittul mekach means bittul mekach. Just like in a chosha mishpat situation, when I buy something from your store and it turns out you overcharge me by way more than a sixth, the whole mekach is void. The kinyan is not valid, and I can return it any time, get all my money back. So by hektish as well, even though the Mishnah made it sound like, it's a davar pashut that you use the lashon of chilul, so the chilul happened. Question is, do you have to make up the money? No, if we're dealing with a case where it was more than a sixth, Tosfos points out, it's not a davar pashut that the pidyon happens, that the chilul even happened in the first place. Bittul mekach means bittul mekach. That is pashut pshat, that's what Tosfos writes over here. However, Tosfos Maseches Bava Metzia says, on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, Tosfos writes that the pidyon is always going to be chal, but it will be chal k'neged, the part of the animal that actually equals up to the worth of the hekdesh. But that's it. Meaning, if you're way off and the chulin animal is worth less, so you have now been poda part of this hekdesh animal. The other part of the hekdesh animal, you have not been poda. So it turns out that the din of hekdesh is a little different than the din of hedyot. By a din of hedyot, when we're dealing with going and buying something from a store, we would never say this. We never say, so I bought a pound of whatever for $50 and it should have cost $20. So the $20 are exchanged for this product, and you owe me $30 back. No, we say the whole metach is batal. But by hekdesh, it's different. By hekdesh, we assume it works on a chelek of the hekdesh. So Tosfos explains, why is it different? Because by hedyot, the guy who was cheated doesn't want to return the guy who's doing the cheating doesn't want to return the ona'a. And even if the person who was cheated would pater you from paying the ona'a, but both of them are still chozer, because the mis'ana can be bali de hefset. Someone could end up losing out if he doesn't realize that what happened. So he could end up losing out. But by hekdesh, it will never be bali de hefset, because as soon as he knows that the mechalal is that the animal that you're mechalal with does not become hekdesh, so he's not going to be able to get any hana from it until he adds to the money. So even if he's chayiv to hekdesh, even the guy will always end up losing, because if he was not mechalal the animal completely, so the animal is going to remain usher. So because of the chumras hahegdish, so since it's always going to remain usher, there's less of a concern that there's going to be a problem. Says Gemara, lema b'dishmuel kamifkli vayter in the Gemara. Maybe this is subject to the machlokas. Maybe this issue, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is actually they're actually arguing about a statement that Shmuel said. Damer Shmuel, because Shmuel said, Hektish Shav Manashchel Shav Pruta Mechulal. We've had this statement a few times, that if you have Hektish that's worth $100, that you Mechalal on a Pruta, it's still Mechulal. The whole Hektish is going to be Mechulal. Sorry, not the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Machlokas Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmia had to understand Rabbi Yochanan. So the Rabbi Yonah lastly to Shmuel, Rabbi Yonah says that Hektish, there's Bittul Mekach, for Hegdish will not hold of Shmuel, because Shmuel holds that it's always going to be Mechulal. Even if it's $100 to $1, it's always going to be Mechulal. So Rabbi Yonah doesn't hold of that. Rabbi Yirmiyah is like Shmuel. And Rabbi Yirmiyah, who says that by Hegdish there's not even Bittul Mekach, you don't have any, it's always going to be Mechulal, you don't have to worry about the discrepancies in prices. So Rabbi Yirmiyah holds like Shmuel. Now Shmuel's din we do use in Halacha also. We've mentioned before, Rashi Masechet Bava Metzia says Shmuel holds that there's no enough for a hektish whatsoever anywhere, any cow, no matter how different the prices are. So Tosin Rosh Hashanah quotes in the name of the Bahag, and the name of the Sheiltos, that the same would be true by Meister Sheni and Netta Revai, that if you're Mechalal Meister Sheni Shava Mana on a Shava Pruta, then it's Mechulal. And the Rambam says that that's what the Gaonim say we're supposed to do Bizman Azeh, that L'chadchila we should do that Bizman Azeh. Shmuel never suggested to do this L'chadchila, because you end up costing hektish money. But nowadays where there is no hektish, so we don't want too much hektish money lying around. So if you have Meister Sheni Bizman Azeh, what are we going to do with our Meister Sheni Bizman Azeh? So you take $1,000 of Meister Sheni and you mechal it on a Shava Pruta. That's what we do, Bizman Azeh. Because according to Shmuel, that technically works. So Bizman Azeh, we recommend it L'chadchila. And that's what's paskind in Shulchan Aruch in Yardes and Reish Sadi Dalit Sivvav. Bira Grudges points out, how can you compare Meister Sheni to Hegdish? Hegdish, the reason is because Eino Na'al Hegdish. Meister Sheni, there is no Meister Sheni is not Hegdish. So he says it probably depends on how you view Meister Sheni. Is Meister Sheni Mamun Gavoa or is Meister Sheni Mamun Hedyot? If you view Meister Sheni as Mamun Gavoa, then you have Taka a good, then you have a good comparison. Then you understand what the Rambam, the Gaonim, the Shulchan Aruch are doing. But if you understand Hegdish, Meister Sheni is Mamun Hedyot, so the comparison to Hegdish is very tenuous, and it's going to be much more difficult to understand how you can compare it to Hegdish. Says Gemara Vayter, lo, they're not necessarily arguing about Shmuel. Bein Demar or Bein Demar Islid Shmuel. Could be both Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiyah agree with Shmuel. Why does Rabbi Yonah then hold that there's Bittul Mekach? The Rabbi Yonah Savar Kiyam or Shmuel Di'eved. Avil Chalchil Lomar. Rabbi Yonah would say, yeah, Shmuel says that you could be poda with a huge discrepancy in the value, but that's only that the pidyon works. He would never say you should do that lechadchila. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yonah says, I'm telling you lechadchila, there's a din of bittul mekach, meaning that you're not allowed to do this. Rabbi Yirmiyah savra afilu lechadchila. Rabbi Yirmiyah thinks Shmuel's even saying this is din lechadchila, that you could be poda hekta shavamana on a shavapruta. V'ibay seima, so now going back, v'ibay seima li'olam lo tebuch. Maybe we don't have to switch around Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Going back to our original kasher, we switched Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish because we thought we had a stira in Rabbi Yochanan. Udkakashalach masnisin elu dvarim hekteshos kidrav chista. So when we say elu dvarim and we mention hekteshos, so that's going like Rav Chista. Dam Rav Chista ein len ona'a einu betoros ona'a da'afilu pachos mikdei ona'a chozer. That when we say ein len ona'a, it means it doesn't have dinim of ona'a. It doesn't mean that you could be off by 1/6 and it's not going to be a problem by hekdish. Ein len ona'a means there are no dinim of ona, which means that if you're off even by a little bit, you have to be chozer. So that's why it ends up not being a stira at all. The Amar Ula. So period. That's the end of the ona bittul hek. So Amar Ula lo amru ela b'shimoy betray. Our whole halacha of that you have to pay up the discrepancy is only if the evaluation was done with two people, meaning you didn't do a real proper evaluation in Beis Din. So the original evaluation where you messed up was done with two people. So now you got to make up for the mistake. Aval b'shimoy betlasa. But if the original evaluation was done with a proper Beis Din, the avagav da'asi b'meya lo hader. Even though 100 other people came and said that it was wrong and that the Beis Din made a mistake and that the evaluation was off, no, a Beis Din of 3 is just as good as a Beis Din of 100, so we can trust the first Beis Din every bit as we can trust the next 100 people that come along, so you don't have to be chazer any of the money. So frankly, Mara'eni, is that really so? From Rav Safra, Hecha Amar Meya Kitrei Trei Kamei Edus. No, where do we say that the amount of people on one side and the amount of people on the other side don't matter? That's when it comes to Edus. 2 Edim is every bit as strong as 100 Edim, every bit as strong as 1,000. But when it comes to just determining an estimation of what something is worth, well, Basra Deos says Lina, the majority opinion, I think, is what will determine the actual value of something. So it shouldn't be that the original Beis Din of 3 is every bit as strong as the next 100 guys that come along. And anyway, even if we were just a Beis Din of 3 and then another Beis Din of 3 that said that we made a mistake, wouldn't we anyway follow the one that said that we made a mistake, because you always want to be extra makbid to make sure Hegdish is fully reimbursed? So for a hegdish, we should always try to make sure he had hegdish al elyon, even if it wasn't 100 verses 3. So k'savru that tzarech lasas dam midivreim v'kol derabanan akilu barabanan. Ula must hold that the whole din of making up the loss is only din derabanan. So since it's a din derabanan, we can go with the more makel beis din. As long as he had a beis din that determined the original valuation, so we're allowed to go with it, because the whole, even if we would have to make up the loss, that din would only be a din derabanan to begin with. So we're allowed to be makel on the suffix. Last mission, the parak harezu tachas ola tachas chatas lomer klum. If you just stop, go over to an animal, say it should be in place of an ola or a chatas, but you don't have an ola or a chatas there. You just take a. You just say this should be in place of a chatas or an ola, so that's absolutely worthless. But if you say zu tachas zu, if you say that tachas chatas zu rather tachas ola zu, you say it should be in place of this chatas, in place of this ola. Tachas chatas v'tachas ola sheishli b'bayis, or in place of a chatas or an ola that I have in the house, hayelo, and you actually have a chatas and ola in the house, dvar of kayamim, then it actually does take the place. Amar ala behema tmeya v'albalas mum, hare elu ola. If you go over to an animal that's ineligible to be a carbon ola, it's a non-kosher animal to bal mum, you say this should be a carbon ola, lo amar klum, it's absolutely worthless. Hare elu le ola, but you add the lamed, you say it should be le ola, you machruv yavu b'dmeyam ola, then you sell it and use that money to bring a carbon ola. So first off, our mission is clearly going not like Rameir, because in our mission we say tachas chatas tachas olas lo amar klum. Rameir would never say that. Rameir would always say people are not motzi dvarim levatala, so you must have meant something else. You must have meant that this is the value should be for a chatas, the value should be, you must have meant something, but it must have meant something and something else, and therefore we're going to translate your words to be meaningful. So our Mishnah just was too easy, too easily willing to say lo amar klum for a mayor's taste. If you say these should be li'ola, then they, even though they're balmum, even though it's a behema tmeya, still you'd sell it, use the money for an ola. So time to behema tmeya balas mum. Sounds like it's only because the problems were only that of being a behema tmeya and a balmum, the lochazian, where it's not roi for any carbon, lo bayan muma. So we don't actually need you to let it go and develop a mum. The balmum already has a mum, and the behema tmeya, it doesn't need to develop. A mum, it's ready behemah tmeya, it's so fundamentally flawed that it doesn't need to develop a mum in order to lose its kedusha. You can just sell it, use the money. Aval mafresh nekeva liyasham oli ola, but let's say you mafresh nekeva for an asham or an ola, where the animal doesn't have any inherent flaws other than the fact that it's the wrong gender for that carbon, then bayan muma, then it would need to develop a mum before you sell it. Am ravidam rav masis and look Rabbi Shimon titnan Rabbi Shimon omer timachas shlobim mum. Rabbi Shimon holds a nekeva ein bal mum gadol mizeh for a carbon asham or carbon ola than to be a nekeva, and therefore a nekeva would not have to develop a mum first. You could just sell it straight up, which we assume is not the way our mission is holding. Hadron Lachetz Marim, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we start the sixth parak of Maseches Temura.